AfterBuzzers, we're back. We're going to talk about two episodes, Will Ferrell with Chris Stapleton and Natalie Portman with Dua Lipa. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
When I gave birth, hell yeah. I was blazed out smoking bomb kush. You know what drowned the doctor. She's back. This is what I wanted. Oh, man. Thank you, guys. Sorry that we took a little break. You know, Super Bowl and just life happens. But, hey, we didn't forget about you. And don't forget about us. Where can we find you guys, Elizabeth?
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's great to be back. It seems like it's been forever. Good to see you guys again. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, DinnerPartyCHGO, and all my Celebrity Sundance interviews at thedinnerparty.tv.
I didn't miss any of you. I'm Amy Maestri. You can find me at Amy Maestri. I missed you a little bit, I guess.
I really missed you, Amy, if it's any consolation. Anyways, I'm Steph Sabraw. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabraw.
And I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo. Be sure to subscribe, like us, comment, all that jazz. We're going to just steamroll into this episode because there's two and we only got an hour, so let's get into it. Oh, Will Ferrell, he's back. Oh, great job. Cold opening. Of course it's going to be
She's
George
She's been
H.
reading a script all day that we didn't know it was written.
Just in my head. Of course, it's going to be George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
Who didn't see that coming?
Right.
I don't know if Adam McKay wrote it. I tried to look it up, but I couldn't find any information. If you guys know, let us know. Because usually whenever Will Ferrell comes back and hosts, Adam McKay does the George H.W. stuff. I really enjoyed this cold opening because it's good to be like, hey, no, I suck.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, I miss that guy. And he's terrible. What do you guys think of it?
I agree. We forget that it hasn't. Everyone's like, oh, make America great again. And a lot of people are like, wait, you guys, come on. There was a lot to improve on. And this was a good reminder.
Great timing.
Yeah. I didn't think the All in the Family song at the end was necessary. Leslie ruined the end.
Shocker.
But whatever.
I liked the whole thing. Okay. It was really refreshing for me.
I did too. I thought it was really solid, and having had so many episodes where I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this for AfterBuzz, but you guys actually don't deserve it because I didn't even want to watch the shows after a while. They were getting so slow and lame, really. Sorry, everybody.
Well, I love all of us.
But here they came back just like nailing it. So it was great to have him back in the house. I thought he nailed it. I loved the whole thing, just like Steph said. And it was a great reminder, even though I had not forgotten just how stupid George Bush is. I had not forgotten that. It was a great reminder.
Cool, yeah. The monologue, singing. Again, I like that Will Ferrell was like, there's already too much singing. I like that he had a bloody head. That's Will Ferrell, just random shit. And that's the whole episode. Amy, what did you think of it?
He was beautiful in this. I love that man so much. I just love that, like, it was the typical singing. It was going through, but he made it his own. He made it different. Like, just getting to see him just be so excited but confused at the same time, I think is my new favorite look on him. Just confused excitement to, like, the extreme.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually the success to take that note of the whole show with him, is that he's so committed. It's not that the other players aren't committed, but he's so like, I am silly and that's just going to work. And he's so into that you can't help but just go like, yeah, you're right, that does work.
I felt the same way about Natalie too, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I felt like they both were just like excited to be there and gung-ho about it. But also like Will Ferrell, both of them haven't hosted in a while. But yeah, I agree, Elizabeth. Flight pilots. This was the clown penis sketch. That's the whole joke. His name is Clown Penis. Funny idea, but like, it was short, which thank God it was because there was nothing else there. But what did you guys think of it?
It was hilarious. Yeah. I thought it was so funny when he was like, he wants his enemies to feel confused, unsettled, and most of all, very, very scared. Clown penis.
Yeah,
true.
That's exactly how I feel about a clown penis.
You're wrong.
The timing of this was really right. So had I had an hour and a half of Will Ferrell and they put this at the end, I probably would have been like, there's not really much here, folks. But I was so happy to have Will Ferrell back. They put it at the top. I was like, oh, yeah, you just clown penis, give that to me. That's funny. That's great. That's funny.
Super specific comedy, super weird comedy, and the dedication and, like, the cadence of Will Ferrell, too. Yeah. Like, on those lines where he was just saying, clown penis. Like, at the end, the delivery on it, it was his sketch. Yeah. It's perfect.
Movie night. This is another Good Neighbor sketch with Beck and Kyle. Random appearance by Tracy Morgan, who has taken a nap the whole time. Yes. Love it. I love these are always kind of the same sketch, but they always add in a little spite thing to make it different. And this was just like, oh, Tracy Morgan's just asleep. What did you guys think of this one?
I thought I just wrote in all caps, hilarious, when he's like, keep your arms inside, this could get bumpy. Yes. It's just so weird and funny, and I love their humor, though.
Mm-hmm. That, like, awful, like, reality television commentary that there always is. Yeah, that one guy who's always, like, trying to say something stupid like that, and he thinks it sounds really cool. Yeah, and, like, they're always just so well done for what those shows actually are. Like, they do parody and, like, farce so much better than so many people who try. Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought this worked so well, is that they actually nailed reality TV in that they're trying to act like it's not scripted. It's so obviously scripted. And so they just hit that tone, that note, perfectly.
Because I usually aren't a huge fan of these Good Neighbor ones.
I thought this was great.
But I think, like, the reality aspect versus the... Because the other one was, like, a sitcom-y one.
Oh, yeah, like the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we loved that one, the fishbowl one.
Yeah. Well, hey, glad you... we're all happy. Woo! This one, I know you mentioned that you really liked Dickinson's Customers, baked in a crispy pasty crust, or what was the one that you wrote down?
Yahtzee Isis Queef. That has so to good. Be a Cards of Humanity card instantly.
Ooh, good call.
That's like the winner. You put Yahtzee Isis Queef.
So good. Would you guys want to add anything to it?
Well, so it's the only time you really see Kate in this whole show. I mean, everyone else played such a second seat to Will. So I just thought she was hysterical, and the two of them together was just pure joy.
Yeah. Getting to see, I think, two of the best character actors, like, of our time together in a sketch just made me... Yes. It made me kiss the sky.
Flight attendants, Gareth. Just very sad, beatboxy. I love Chris Redd in this, because I love seeing Chris Redd just trying to be, like, an optimistic guy and being, like, an innocent beatboxer. I mean, innocent rapper. And then Luke beatboxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked the use of the supporting cast. Do you guys have, anything else you want to add to it?
I love Chris Redd in this. I just want to, like, hug him.
He's so great.
He's adorable. He's starting to shine. I'm very happy with him.
I agree with that.
He's really starting to take off. I like it.
Right.
Next for men. This is a great sketch because the twist of the, it was a deodorant thing.
Yeah.
And it's all the people that are being
for when the truth comes out about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Time's
allegations.
Yeah.
Very funny, smart. Perfect for the current events, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just wish there was something more. I don't know. I wanted it to get, like, nastier or something. I don't know.
We always say that, and it's never a wrong answer.
Get more weird.
Yeah.
They did hit the same note the whole time, so I didn't feel like there was a big emotional shift, but it was good. Mm-hmm. Funny.
Chris Stapleton, he was great, whatever, if you're in the country. We don't have time for that. Weekend update. Jacob Silge, voice modulator. He did this when he used to be a cast member, I believe, right? Or was it Will Forte? One of them had this, like, really loud guy.
He did this, but it always used to, when Bill Hader did the news reporter that would always, like, hit the mic into people's faces, they always reminded me of each other for some reason, even though very different characters. But yeah, this is one that he used to do, and it's just, again, his commitment to everything, and then, like, Colin playing with him was great. Like, so good, I love this.
It's a disease. it was under my voice. Bailey Gizmert, this is Heidi's first Weekend Update character. I thought it was pretty funny. Like, she's great at playing the ditzy YouTuber girl.
But didn't she do the Boxer sister?
Boxer's wife.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
or
that
wife?
Was,
yeah. Boxer's wife? Yeah. That's right, yeah. Which I still is my favorite.
That is way better. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Because at the end, I don't know, I didn't like when she was like, men should be directors. Like, I get it, she's dumb, but don't be, like, an asshole. I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of it?
I thought it was very fitting the whole time, just because everything about her leading to that moment, I was okay with it, because she played it so awful the whole time that you just wanted to punch her kind of the whole time anyways, even though, but, and again, just like the way she'd get really nervous, be like, I don't know, like, I really enjoy, but I love her too, so.
Yeah, she was great. The King of Queens of Santa Clarita.
Oh my gosh.
I know this one, Cecily, like, put an Instagram thing about how happy she was, and, like, this was, like, one of the best moments of her, not of her career, but, like, of, like, recent, like, she was so excited because she was with Will Ferrell doing this, like, weird character thing with all this stupid fake plastic surgery. And then so I watch it, and it was, I thought it was funny, but I wanted, like, I wanted them to break more. I wanted them to film and then break, but it was just one film and then breaking, like, of the reality TV thing. You know what I'm talking about? But people, like, 80 was breaking during it.
Yeah.
Which was funny. And they did look, like, they were very, like, they were great, committed hard, both Cecily and Will, to it. And that puppy was just chill as hell.
They could have gone weirder.
Yeah.
Like usual. No, but Will Ferrell actually did a great job of getting so weird during every skit he's in. But I agree. I really liked it, but it could have gotten... They could have taken it to a different level.
I just wanted more switches. Like, more, hey, we're normal friends, and then switching to filming again. I wasn't expecting it to just be one filming thing. You guys know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would have rather see this as an actual, like, here's what's airing kind of thing. Yeah. And get to see, like, them kind of go through the motions. I think the weirdness could have come from more physicality from them. Mm-hmm. Instead of just kind of, like, yelling at everyone.
Yeah.
Actually, like, yeah, taking them into different scenarios or something. So almost it's, like, after it has been taped to go back and see it. Because, yeah, the characters themselves and the makeup and everything were hilarious.
Yes.
The reactions to them. But, yeah, I wanted more physicality. I wanted them doing more.
They looked so good.
So the makeup has been outstanding. It just, like, every show, it keeps getting better and better. And we'll talk about the Natalie Portman show. I thought there was some great makeup for Bridget Bardot in that one as well. But I actually thought your comment about the puppy. So I thought it would have been so much funnier if the puppy was fake, because everything about them is fake.
Mm.
So I thought a fake puppy would have been... much funnier. Okay, but you know my stance on it.
That's why. But I think he's a famous pup. Because I think in the Instagram thing that she posted, she's like a famous dog, famous Will Smith. Will Smith, if only. But whatever. You look at her Instagram, because I'm not the most accurate source. Aziz op-ed, careful.
Oh, careful.
Yes, right.
Careful.
Very, like, this is how everybody is now.
That's our life.
True.
I loved this sketch.
Yeah.
I feel like what Will Ferrell did this entire episode was bring back that old weird sketch where... This is what I concluded and my problem with this past few seasons. I think they, and I've said this I think before, they've gotten so good at acting, and I think a lot of the political comedy hits with that good acting. You know what I mean? And that's why people fell for it, because they're like, it's so similar. But it's like, I miss the old SNL where it's like, it's so weird. Like, they take, like, it to a new direction. And Will Ferrell brought that back. And this skit was one, all of them, but this one is like, he's so in it.
It's interesting that you say that. I actually think that tone stayed through to Natalie Portman.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
And so I think that having Will Ferrell just changed the energy altogether Saturday Night Live, I feel like we're back.
Good point. I agree. Yeah.
I feel like it was the same type of wacky. Like, that's the whole point of SNL.
Right.
We do like the political aspects, but let's not get bombarded with it.
Yeah, I like taking it to different dimensions. You've talked about that, like, adding the weird part about the character.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, because, yeah, they used to have a stronger point of view. They would have different points of view rather than just being like, here's what's happening,
because
whether it's in pop culture and, like, in political stuff right now. Like, even if the whole thing was political, fine. But, like, put a spin on it.
You've got to add something to it, otherwise you're just recounting.
Snooze fest. Crate and Barrel, Crackle Barrel.
Yeah.
Just a simple, like, this is the idea of, like, how they have a dumb one-line joke. Like, what if somebody just confuses Crate and Barrel, Crackle Barrel, but just add a dynamic Will Ferrell who just commits hard and just, like, nails it in, it makes it way more fun to watch. What did you guys think?
I thought this was a perfect example of explore and heighten. And so just like taking it to the next level, and it, regardless of what it is, doesn't even have to be that funny. It's not that funny, Crate and Barrel versus Cracker Barrel. Yeah. But just to go and just explore and heighten. I just thought, oh, this is classic.
Mm-hmm. How he didn't continue to not get it. You don't even wear condoms. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Just go with it. Yeah.
The way that he just kept trying to bring it back and they kept trying to move on. Like, again, like, yeah, like such a simple premise, such a simple formula, but that's why it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And even at the end when she's like, I'm married to him. I don't even know what he's talking about. I thought that was the one stupid, like, married thing that fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chucky Lee Bird, beauty queen, like this pedophile singer. Very fun. Very, I don't know. What do you guys think of it? Anybody?
You know, he sang about being a pedophile.
But you knew what was going to happen. You knew the every age. I just wanted there to be a little bit of a surprise at the end.
Yeah.
I did like the names of the, like, the B-sides, Cruising in My Windowless Van. That was a fun one.
Yeah, the names were funny.
Yeah.
I think it is, there was a good point in that if you listen to some of the old music, you're like, that doesn't sound politically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think... Oh,
go.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I think it is funny that, like, the whole, like, kind of, like, let's do, like, a weird Jerry Lee Lewis thing, but also, like, just kind of make up funny names and have Will be funny. And I thought that's all it really was. Also, I think a sketch like this that starts really weird starts at pedophile.
Right.
You have to take it somewhere else. Yeah. You have to have a right turn in there somewhere because you can't escalate that. You don't always have to if you start at the top and go really crazy right away, but you have to do something else in between. I think this was just, Will Ferrell's funny and here's some silly names. Let's toss it out there at the end.
I wish he did, like, Robert Goulet again or something, you know, instead of just like, let's have him sing again. I did wish that he had like one of his reoccurring characters again, but he still killed it.
I was expecting at least one more. Yeah,
I thought the Spartans, because I thought I saw Leslie dressed up as a Spartan, right?
No, yeah, I saw a promo for that, and I was thinking that would be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know they did a couple of different, like, a couple of them, like, dressed up as, like, some of his classic characters and stuff. But I would have liked to see some, but also it's refreshing, because, you know, Justin Timberlake, love him as a host. They haven't written a new thing for him in 10 years. It's always the same thing. So it actually was kind of refreshing to see him just be new sketches and just get to not do the same thing.
And still crush it.
Right, totally.
Speaking of crushing it, Natalie Portman's back after how many years? What was it? She said
2006?
14,
16.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
For 2006, V for Vendetta, which is one of my favorite movies. Yeah. I forgot that she's been in a lot of good movies.
She's like my girl crush. I love her so much. Yeah.
You speak for a lot of us.
I was very excited, but also, like, not too excited because with SNL, you get excited and your hopes, you know, go down the toilet.
Don't know how it's going to shake out.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But she crushed it. The cold open with Fox and Friends. I thought this was a funny one, even though I don't remember it. What did you guys think of it?
Louis Farrakhan. Chris Redd was so fantastic.
Yes.
Stole it for me. And I just couldn't, like, get enough of him. And he had the cadence of how he speaks down. I just thought, oh, he's fantastic.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love whenever they do Fox and Friends. I thought it was really funny. I always enjoy it. But I feel like, again, they go in too many different directions. The one that I want them to stick with is All of His Lies right now. I think it'd be fun to see them do, like, almost like an alternate universe Trump compilation lie of, like, everything that he has said into one, like, terrible reality to show because because they kind of went in on that a little bit, but I still thought this was really funny. I love the line, Martin Luther King's "I Dream of Jeannie" speech.
That's what I
remember.
Yeah, it was great. The monologue, Olympics version. I thought this was different, a little like refreshing thing because sometimes they do Olympic things, but they never really had a monologue themed Olympics. I thought it was fun, very quick. Love the pee joke not landing.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
I thought it was a really smart way to do a monologue for someone who's not a comedian or someone who doesn't have, like, anything on their mind that they specifically would want to do or have anything to say. This was smart.
Yeah. And she committed hard to it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was actually the weakest thing of the whole show. Because I loved the idea of the Olympics and then coming in. I thought it was clever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it sort of interrupted her rhythm, and so I felt like she herself couldn't really get some traction, and I was kind of hurting for her for that.
That's what I feel like with, yeah, like, if you don't have a stand-up, I feel it's always, like, you have to kind of play with it, but because she is strong, even though she's not, like, gonna do, like, a flat-out monologue, they barely used her in this.
Yeah,
I was like, throw an athlete in that shit. Like, let her actually do something. What I would have liked to see, they could have done this in the same way, but where she's the commentator as, like, events are happening throughout the studio. Mm, like, make it an Olympic theme, but have her, like, be more involved
good
in it.
Good idea.
Use her
SNL, are you looking for a writer?
Amy might be free.
I mean, I might be. It's at Amy Maestri.
M-A-E-S-T-R-I.
Got it, Lorne?
Lorne?
Because he's watching. one of the best sketches, if not the best sketch of the night, just getting into it. Philly versus Boston.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Like,
God, it was great.
I didn't like the Super Bowl until I saw this. I was like, yes. Now I'm excited for it. I love that even though Natalie's from New York, she's still committed to the Boston thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she nailed it, too.
I wish Amy was there instead of Rachel, but because that's more like people are like,
right. Amy and Tina, but Rachel for Boston. And
Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, because
so
Sunny, because Jimmy Fallon and her have that.
That's why I almost thought he was about to pop out.
I thought he would too. Yeah. Right.
But it was perfect. I love how she called them the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Pete Davidson break. Did you see him behind, like, cracking up his
that
little
was hilarious.
Smile? He's trying to hide himself behind the paper.
is the one that Keenan made me laugh at.
Oh, this one? I was going to ask you.
I thought he did a great job on this one.
Am I the only one who thought he sounded like Eliza Doolittle when he was trying to do a Philly accent?
No. He was sounding different than Keenan.
No, I liked it because it was a Will Ferrell joke. I mean, Will Smith joke.
Oh,
it was
Philadelphia.
It was the second time he missed that.
I know, I switched him around again. No, but he was like, West Philadelphia, born and raised. I was like, yes, I get it.
Was hilarious.
That was fantastic. And the costumes, everything was great.
I want to talk more about it, but I mean, it was perfect.
Just getting to see Rachel and Tina yell at each other in accents. Love it.
So good. Stranger Things 3. I thought this was a funny concept because it is kind of true. The whole, like, I can move things, but I have a nosebleed. Let's just make it bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it did get bonkers. What do you guys think of it? I wrote Keenan sucks on this one, though.
Really?
So. Okay, I wrote that Luke is great. I was happy to see Luke. You know, you never get to see him.
Yeah.
He was chilly and bleeding, and so I was like, oh, there's Luke, yay. I thought it was great writing. So just to have, you know, go so outlandish with all their things, I thought it was good.
It was fun just to, like, see, like, hey, what's another weird thing? Ron, but a boner. People's minds, but fart.
Farting was a big thing this show. There was lots of farting. Yeah.
Right if you're fart jokes are
probably
always
why I
good.
Loved it.
Yeah.
You learned it for you.
I was forgot about that.
Yeah, I think the premise on this one was great just because the game was established very quickly. You knew exactly what it was going to be, and you're like, oh, that's really funny. Even just from the second Natalie Portman was like, yeah, because I can make things move. And then, like, I don't know, my nose bleeds a little bit. Like, because it's not even anything that extreme. It's just it's just like a tiny little nosebleed.
But it is true. It's like a huge... I think about it the entire time I'm watching the show. I'm like, that can't be good that her nose is bleeding every time she uses her power.
Like, why is no one talking about this?
This is a serious issue.
I didn't like, what's-his-face's Mike, though, just being like, let's just kid.
Okay.
You didn't need it, because let's just focus on the game.
Yeah.
I didn't, and the next thing, I was not expecting them to do it again. I was like, maybe they'll make a rap, but I don't think they will because Andy Samberg and The Lonely Island don't write for them anymore. But they did!
Yes!
That's awesome.
Oh my god, you guys, I have to tell you, I was in this weird class in high school called Science for Poets, and we stopped showing up to that class, and he was like, just make a Natalie Portman thing for the final. So I made like a collage of the Natalie rap. I aced that.
That's awesome. Of course you did.
It was in art school. It was in
I was going to say that at some high school. All right.
I loved it. It was great. I loved the... Because rap has evolved since 12 years ago, so it is a little bit different. It's not as good, I don't think, as the original because it was catchier, but I loved the... Like, I was still surprised, and I still laugh so much, the whole drowning the doctor.
Yeah.
Andy showing up again.
Yeah.
That was great. That was wonderful. I love seeing her tough. I think she does a great tough street.
She's a good rapper.
So I love seeing her in that position just in general. So I was thrilled that they brought it back.
Yeah. I just like the way that they set it up too, of just like, no, I've changed. And then she's right. being very plain. Yeah. And then she's just like, nah, bish. Yeah. And then you're just like, yes. Here it's happening. Yeah.
She was hilarious. And I loved Return of Padme. The Star Wars.
Queen Amidala. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Say something good about the prequel. It was great.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa, the musical guest, she was great. Anyways, update. We don't have time. But she was fine.
She began on YouTube at 14 years old.
Oh, really?
That's my fact about her. Because I didn't know who she was. But I don't have anything to say about her.
Okay, cool. See, the update, I felt this was the weakest update of the season.
What?
Because I hate
fighting
Willy,
words.
And I hate, and Pete Davidson was weak, and the jokes were not as funny. Bridget Bardot and Catherine Deneuve.
Deneuve.
But I thought overall the weakest update. What did you get? Do you have any fun jokes that you want to talk about, or you want to just get into the characters?
I think I have some.
Oh, I've got lots of one-liners that I liked. So this means what about White History Month?
That
was super fun.
Too easy though. Come on. You've been on that show. That's what I was just like.
We know.
You've been on this show for 3 years. You could have done that all, that's a one-year joke.
And then child support. I don't know when that came. I think Colin said it, but, now it's time for child support.
I forget.
Because they were talking about the Philly and Pats rivalry, so that all fans can have it. By the way, child support was due on the 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, when Michael J. said he sounds like Colin when I asked him if his family owned slaves.
Yeah.
And then when Colin did the Passion of the Christ joke, then he was like, I nailed it. I was like, yes!
Yeah.
That's my main one.
Oh, also, I forgot to mention with the Dua Lipa thing, I have a fact, too, because Natalie Portman wore a Judge Aquilina shirt.
Aquilina.
And that's the judge that she sentenced this guy, this gymnast coach, to jail.
Oh, yeah.
For assaulting.
Nassar.
She was sassy when she did it, too. Yeah. That was fun to watch.
She was great.
That's not like last time she wore a Stop Wars instead of Star Wars shirt.
That's right, yeah.
And now she's wearing the judge shirt.
Yeah.
So cool.
Power to the people.
Anyways, back to update. Bridget Bardot and Catherine. They're really doing great with the
makeup.
Seriously, they really
went far there. I was like, wow.
Hard to look at.
I only looked at the neck.
Yes, right, because it was so prominent. Yeah.
Yes.
But what's happening above this?
Yeah. But even with the Dickinson's customers of the last episode, her neck was real messed up, too.
True. Yeah.
They're doing the old lady necks. Yeah, real hard.
I want one.
Yeah. I do not want one.
Just a makeup one.
Right. Listen to you.
I just want to wear it sometime.
I thought Kate was great, though. Bridget Bardot. I thought she was great. Yeah. And Cecily does a great accent. I thought she really did a great French accent.
Well, yeah, when she does, I love when she does Marianne Cotillard.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
I think Kate being like a confused old Bridget Bardot is my favorite thing now, though. Like when Cecily's talking and she's just holding the cigarette.
Yes, and she's looking up, like staring.
Yeah. Just staring. I was like, oh my God, I can't take my eyes off of you.
And then she's like, Harvey Weinstein.
Free Harvey Weinstein. Yeah.
I just love that they went after that. The fact that like Bridget Bardot is literally just like going around starting petitions like Me Too is being hypocrites.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What was the line that they gave her of like, women have boobs.
Oh my God!
Men need to open it.
A drawer has a knob, and women have two knobs.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Oh man!
But I thought this was interesting because that list came out like a month ago. So that to me was a relief that they weren't so focused on Trump that everything had to be Trump. This is why another reason why I thought the show did really well. They talked about other stuff. Mm-hmm. So they could have talked about this a month ago because that list is really old.
Yeah.
But they kind of varied what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I was thinking about too with the Philly and Path sketch is I was like, if they can do this in their political humor, because it's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's taking a modern, just a current day topic and saying something that everyone is always saying, that like, yeah, both fans are freaking annoying as hell. We don't want to have them anywhere near us.
Yeah.
But you put it in 1775.
Yeah. Exactly.
And put them in colonial. Like, it's if they could do that with their political stuff more than just reading the news bullet point for bullet point,
right,
we would all be a lot happier. Yes. But no, that's why
better.
I like that so much.
Warm.
I agree. Pete Davidson. I forget what he talked about. Does anybody
Dockers.
Know? Oh, yeah.
Dockers and then more Dockers. I don't know. He said his career's not going well, so he's doing some Dockers commercials and
taking pants off.
Yeah, right.
Not the best Pete Davidson one.
It definitely wasn't my favorite, but I love that he's always, like, okay with going dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, one of my favorites from him was when he was talking about, like, his mental health issues, because he just made it so relatable and did what you're supposed to with those kinds of topics. Like, it was still, like, heartfelt and came from a great place, and he was so well-spoken and so funny. And this one, like, it was, I think, one of his weakest, but I like that he's still willing to go there, and just the delivery at the end of, like, do you want to take your pants off?
Yeah.
After hearing this awful story from this guy, and I'm like, you know what? Not my favorite, but...
And then him learning how to jack off with his left hand.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, making right, it yeah. this... Colin's like, we know what you're talking about. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
So one of the things I like about Pete is that I feel that every time he comes to a sketch, he really brings his natural enthusiasm to it. So he's probably, you know, reading from a teleprompter like everybody else, but I never feel like he's reading from a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the others, I always do. And so he just brings that, like, I'm here to play. And you feel that in every sketch, so I love him for that.
I've noticed that more lately. I wonder if it's because he's sober now, but he seems way more, like, happy and go-getting, which, hey, good for him. Yeah.
He's very comfortable.
Yeah.
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 And love willing,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't that good of what he, like, I still like him, you know? It's not just like, Leslie gonna hit on Colin again. Holy.
Well, let me turn the volume down. She's gonna scream at me.
Yeah. Jump. Yes, right.
Speaking of.
Which kind of ruined, back to that weakest point in the show, that for me ruined the opening when she was, you know, overstepping on Natalie.
Oh, I liked her.
And immediately screwed up a line.
Right,
the
immediately.
Second she walked
and then
out
was loud
stage.
And jumping up and down and just like overplayed. Yeah.
Speaking of things I hate, Willie. You guys have anything to add about?
I knew watching that, like, ooh, Kelly's going to have a field day. And then Amy's going to be right behind her. I knew
not
he
a field, just like,
yet.
I don't want to talk about
it. I loved his outfit. You did not even like his outfit?
He always has the same.
Okay,
the same
what
thing.
About when he said, it's like my ancestors used to say, you had me on free boat ride.
That's what I wrote
not
down, too.
Not funny?
Yeah, I thought that was funny, too.
Funny lines. I don't like his delivery on anything.
Oh, okay.
He overplays every single delivery and does his little, I'm Keenan being a funny voice.
Yeah. He either does that old man voice.
Did you like that impression?
Yeah, either does that old man voice or the Stranger Things guy. He uses that voice all the time. Like, oh, I'm a weird Keenan guy, you know?
Yeah, that came from.
Fuck you, Keenan.
Speaking of the Frenchies on Update, put him in a bathtub and give him a rubber ducky. Then I'll laugh at him because I loved him in all that.
Pierre Escargot.
Thank you.
Every no, I'll give it to you. I thought it was like, oh gosh, you're not bringing anything new to this.
News fest.
He hasn't since the first 3 seconds he did Willie.
Yeah.
It's been the same. Ugh, that man.
Anyways, something way more strength. Funny. Speaking of fart jokes and my love of them, Alien Lover.
Oh my gosh.
No, this was written for you, Kelly.
Oh, dude, I love wacky SNL when it's just like, it's not going to make sense. But hey, let's make, and good muscle work.
Control there.
Yeah, no.
Controlling on each syllable.
I was
gazing. I couldn't take my eyes
I don't even know what he was saying.
Yeah.
I was I thought Beck was attractive before, but now, 100%.
No, it was almost convincing. Like, he was moving so much, you were like, is it really coming from his butt? Like, is it? Yeah.
I kept looking at his face, kind of. Like, because his face.
Yeah,
his
you
was
could see
up,
his face.
So I wanted to see if his jaw was, like, moving, because you could see the back of his head. And I loved, like, commitment, both of them.
Yes,
they were great. Just a funny.
Funny.
One thing they don't do wrong is their alien sketches, I feel like.
True.
Right? If you
They're
think
really,
about it.
Yeah. They have a good history of alien sketches. For this one, I just wrote, Beck has an impressive butt.
Oh my gosh.
That's you ain't wrong. Note. You ain't wrong.
See, that's funny. When I was watching this, I just kept thinking, like, I wonder how he feels doing a sketch with just his butt out there.
Oh, I think he feels like, great about
it. Yeah. If you're getting paid to just use your butt cheeks, with clothes on, you are winning.
The funniest part is how much makeup he had to put on.
Just to be the butt.
Just to show the butt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his makeup was phenomenal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He also probably didn't mind having Natalie Portman, like, spoon his butt for a while, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. So good. Kids' Choice Awards. I'm never really a huge fan of the Kids' Choice Awards red carpet ones, but I did enjoy this one, and I think it's because Natalie Portman was so fun in it, and just her, like, losing her voice and trying to get it back with that weird voice changer.
Yeah,
what did you guys think?
It was okay for me.
I liked the voice changer. I think that's what saved it. Natalie Portman actually trying to speak with the raspy voice was actually really good and impressive.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see her, again, I want to see them do more. I would have liked to see her get more involved with, like, whether it was, like, the kids or, like, if there was a, like, you know how there's always, like, crazy things happening instead of just doing that weird cam?
Yeah.
Like, to do more actual movement with it. But I also love that Mikey is so good in these kinds of characters.
Yeah, he
and
is.
The supporting, like, kind of silly, like, we're going to go along with this, but okay, come on, let's try to keep going. He's always great at those roles, so yeah. I think the two of them together made this.
I thought it started really weak, so when you were having to watch her pretend to lose her voice and just whisper, I was like, okay, I hope this goes somewhere. But then when they brought that thing, and then the kids are all freaked out, and then Kate as Ellen, she looked so convincing. She looked to me exactly like Ellen, so that was kind of fun, and so it got better as it went along, but I thought it started off really weak.
I agree with you, though. I was thinking the whole time, remember that when they do the Disney Channel one and they had one with Kristen Wiig and it's, they do like, the whole Disney Channel scene's like, my mom's, I don't know who she was, but she was like the Grudge, I think, crawling on the walls and stuff.
Oh,
so it went Disney and it was super like, we're on Disney Channel, and then the mom was like crawling, throwing up on stuff. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
More visceral. So, like some kind of extreme to the happy kid stuff.
Love it.
First ladies. I love that Natalie Portman was on board for playing Jackie O after she was, like, nominated for an Oscar for it. Like, I'll play Jackie O again.
Jackie O's.
Jackie O's.
Her Melania's growing on me. Hillary's great. Michelle Obama. Hey, how about, let's make Chris Redd be Michelle Obama or something. You know, like Leslie sucks.
I liked her lines.
Yeah.
When she's like, Barack and I are wonderful. We're like The Notebook, but rich and black.
That's what I wrote.
Lauren, fine, if you're not going to hire me.
But that's going to change.
Thank you. Hire a black woman who can do an impression. I think there's one or two that exist in the world. 100. Like, it just kills me that Leslie is being used for all these things that she doesn't even try to do impressions.
Right. No, she doesn't.
She doesn't even try. It's just Leslie in a wig.
Yeah. At least Pete, who's also a comic, tries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, why I like him, where she's just like, I'm Leslie all the time. No matter what.
And that should be funny. So my problem with this is that it didn't go anywhere. It had one of those funky, crappy endings where, like, nothing really ended. It just is like, oh, well, we're done with things to say, so we'll move on. So that kind of felt, I feel like, oh, gosh, you've got great people here. You could do a lot better than this.
I agree. I did love Martha Washington just with that accent.
She was great. Yeah.
I think that's a problem with the political sketches, though. They never go anywhere because it's always an open-ended issue. But I don't think it's wrong for them to make up a fantasy ending to whatever it is. You know what I mean? Even if it's not true, it's better than what reality is.
Yeah. And I do love whenever Cecily gets to do Melania because I like her impression. And this was probably one of the weaker ones for me, though, out of the Melania things, when they would do, like, Melania's thoughts or whatever, when she would, like, when they had that runner throughout the episode, or, oh my God, in the Emily Blunt episode when they did the Beyonce.
Oh.
When she was doing like her version of it, the Melaniaid. Like, they're always so good at, again, like, taking that, like, thing about Melania that, like, people want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of did with this when they said, you know, that lady that looks how I feel.
Yes, that was the best part, I thought. And that and 80. I had forgotten that 80 showed up.
Just crashed.
Martha.
Yeah. Anytime 80 crashes through a window,
it's wonderful.
I'm on board.
Good.
I agree. I didn't like how it ended. Just like, let's steal stuff. You're ghosts. Come on. You're not going to steal anything. At least three of you are ghosts. I mean, Hillary, I don't know what you are. Whatever. Lastly, the Too Picky sketch. Another, like, fun. They used to do a lot of these. I feel like the dating, like, at a bar, sketches.
No,
Whatever. With the wacky guy. I love that AD came in the end. You know, at the last two sketches, she friggin' ruled.
Yeah.
And just being a weirdo. And just, what did you guys think of it?
I agree with you. I loved AD in this episode. I actually wrote, she's reminding me more and more of Melissa McCarthy type skits, where she's like that huge part, the biggest part of the sketch. And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved seeing AD. I like AD. I want to see more of AD all the time. Actually, we don't always get enough of her, in my opinion. So I loved seeing her. That said, I know so many flippin' wonderful 37, 38, 39, 40-year-olds who decided not to settle. And that's really what that sketch is about. And she's all by herself, the one who decided not to settle, and the ones who are going to go with, you know, I really wanted a Japanese model, but I'll take you instead, or I'm sending you whatever crappy text, I'm going to sleep with you too, just so I'm not alone. The one who really stands out and sticks up for herself, she's the one alone. So that's a drag, and I know a lot of women in that spot.
I did like, though, that Natalie was on board with her. You know, like, oh, yeah, maybe I will text that guy that's named Key and Peele.
That's what I liked, is that it started as a fish out of water sketch for 80s character. But then, yeah, like, Natalie kind of came more and more on board. And, like, Heidi even kind of did, too. Like, oh, well, he's hot. Well, okay. And Cecily's the only one who, she played a great straight man in this. Yeah. She was such a good straight man to 80 in it. And I just like the juxtaposition, too, of seeing, like, the two different sides of, like, the worst kind of, like, just like Cecily just being like, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. And AD just being like, I'ma do whatever I want.
AD's great. But I actually think that is real life. Everyone talks a good game of like, oh, this guy, that guy, you know, men are child losers, or what did she call them? I think
Man boy
losers. But then everyone gives in, and that's disappointing to see. I know so many people who hate their husbands. Oh, well. Yeah.
Love sucks. Scandal. You know what didn't? These last two episodes.
Oh, it was back.
So good.
SNL's back, people.
Oh, God. Well, they're going to take a break, and then they're going to get shitty again. No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Come on now. A long break. This is because of the Olympics. It says super long break.
With Charles Barkley, I think, is going to be the host.
Really?
Oh, my God. They should have given them that monologue from today. Let him talk for 2 seconds, then send him on his way.
He's going to not be good.
I'm really curious to see how he is.
I got high hopes here.
Anytime there's he's a smart sports guy, they're not good. Except Peyton.
He's been doing Peyton a lot more talking, like host talking. He's been speaking a lot more.
He can do talking.
He's been doing a lot more television. I mean, he has been in his career, but even more now, he's been doing a lot of like one-on-one series.
Yeah. Well, prove me wrong, Charles Barkley. Well, that's all I want.
I'm interesting excited, too, for political stuff, because he's actually pretty conservative.
Yeah.
But then he also like helped out with, you know, like, I think it'll be interesting.
No, I think it's going to be good. No, we're on a roll here. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Until next time, until the Olympics end, go America, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Elizabeth, where can they find you?
Twitter, Instagram, DinnerPartyCHGO, and TheDinnerParty.tv.
I'm Amy Maestri. You can find me at Amy Maestri.
I'm Steph Sabra. You can find me at Steph Sabra.
I'm Kelly McEnner. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo. Bye.
Bye, folks.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.